including Bank More from the Richard Lamming stable, who joins us. Richard, morning. How is Bank More headed towards the Caulfield Guineas?
Yeah, good morning. I couldn't be happy with him, to be fair. His work this morning was great. Guy McNeil come down and wrote him work, and his work was very good, and everything's gone to plan, touch wood. I can't fault him.
She's a beautiful-looking colt, isn't he? Obviously by the Japanese sire, Maurice. How did you, I suppose, first of all, come across him? Was it he caught your eye? Were you looking for a Maurice? Is it the breed that you're keen on?
No, not at all. I was just looking at yearlings that year, Melbourne Premier, and once I saw him once, I went back 5 times, to be fair, and, yeah, he was sort of always going to come my way, I thought. I would have paid a lot more for him than what I ended up paying for him, but, you know, he was always a striking individual, and he's growing into an exceptional colt, and his presence has always felt welcome around the stables, that's for sure.
Because he wasn't an overly expensive buy, was he?
No, $130,000. But, you know, Mauritius is starting to do a bit more now, and a good stallion. So he's a nice colt. He's got to improve again, which I think he will, especially the way he worked this morning and the way his attitude is. He came off the track nice and relaxed and dry, gave a glowing report.
He seems a horse that, as you said, is still learning. He can be a bit green, not really knowing what he's doing in his races. Is a penny starting to drop?
Look, I think it is. I think Sandown's probably got a little bit to do with the way he's been racing. He's had his last 2 starts there, and it's a pretty unforgiving track coming down the dip. But his action, once dry really goes for him and puts one around him, he really lengthens and quickens. And I think getting back to a track like Caulfield, where he can sort of hopefully draw a good barrier, which is very important, and travel and lengthen and really learn how to let down and quicken, he's going to get better again.
What about the mile? He has looked strong at the end of his races. Do you have any concerns about a strong mile?
Not at all. He'll get that all day long. He's very strong through the line. Obviously, Maurice has left a couple of Derby winners. I think that's no problem. I think 2000 might be pull him up. I don't think he's a Derby horse. He's out of Redoute's mare. On the dam side, there's not a lot of staying stamina there. But, look, we'll take one bridge at a time.
You've had a lot of good horses, but is this boy potentially the best to get to the pinnacle, the Group 1?
He's got to prove himself yet. You know, he's only won a Saturday 3-year-old race at this stage. He's got to take the next step, which I think he can do that, but until he does that, he's still a nice horse. But, you know, 3-year-olds can improve pretty quickly, and I think this horse is showing that can be done because he's coming through the grades pretty quick.
You said 2,000 might be as far as he can get. You've still got him in a Cox Plate. Is that dream still alive?
Oh, look, he's still in it. He's got to run well in the Guineas. 3-year-olds have got a great record in the race, obviously with no weight. He's got a good pedigree. So, look, we'll see how he goes in the Guineas. But a lot of horses have come out of the Guineas, have gone on and won the Cox Plate. So it's not out of the question.
Who do you think's hardest to beat? It's a full field of 16. Is there one or two that you think could be the top?
All of them. Look, obviously the favourites come out. There's still a few handy ones in there. It's going to be, I think barrier draw is going to play a big part. I'd like to draw nice and low and get a soft run in transit.
I suppose the good thing about him, if you do draw a nice gate, is he can put himself right up on the speed as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to draw 4 or 6 where he can just be off the speed, get him into rhythm and have the last crack at him.
Confident he's a top 3 hope?
Oh, definitely. He's a nice colt on the up. He's going to take natural improvement. And the way he worked this morning is telling me he's taken that improvement and dry, give a glowing report. The penny's really starting to drop with him. And I think, you know, he's just got to get that right run in transit.
Good on you, Richard. Good luck with the barrier draw.
Thanks very much.